This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Bundesliga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. With me, Rob Daly, George Gamble and Chris Perry to look ahead to match day 13. How do we get on match day 12? George, you first.
Yeah, really good weekend for me. I had a clean sweep, 3 out of 3 for me. So first off, kicking the weekend off, actually, Leipzig by Leverkusen. Had Christopher Nkunku to score any time at plus 128. And as expected, he got on the score sheet, occupying that centre-forward spot. And that's now 6 goal involvements in 7 appearances against Bayer Leverkusen. So it's really good to kick off the weekend in that way. Also had Freiburg to score twice against Schalke. It was at minus 125. And he actually ran quite close, obviously securing that 2-0 away win. But it saw it land. And in truth, though, Freiburg, they could and probably should have scored more goals. They left it quite fine. But finally, my last pick of the weekend was for Gladbach to see 5 or more corners against Union Berlin at plus 128. And like I said, it ran a little bit closer than I expected. But Gladbach successfully took 5 corners and they all arrived in the first half and didn't see another one for the rest of the match. So, yeah, finished on 5 in total. As I said, I was expecting to see it closer to around plus 100. So the plus 128 on them to get 5 corners is a really good value pick. So yeah, 3 out of 3 for me in total at the weekend. So hopefully we can do the same this time around.
Yeah, not quite as good for me, Rob, this last week. Obviously started really well with Bayern winning and both teams to score, beating Mainz 6-2, nice and comfortable. Mainz always seem to score against Bayern at plus 130. Wolfsburg-Bochum. Bochum didn't really turn up. I was hoping that they'd sort of build on recent results and be able to at least score one goal. We got the over 2.5, right, but not both teams to score. And then Schalke-Freiburg, as George said, I had Freiburg to win and over 2.5, and it looked as though it was going to come in, but they just couldn't quite get that third goal that would have brought both our bets in at plus 180.
Okay, well, this is where the guys stand at the moment. They've climbed in terms of getting that return on investment number up at the moment. But we've got some work to do to catch up with the rest of the major leagues covered on the BetRivers network. 5 matches to talk about today, though. And we're going to start with the Friday night football. We'll go with you here, George, first. And Chris, chip in with your thoughts off the back of it, if you'd like. Corners again on Gladbach. Borussia Mönchengladbach host Stuttgart. Gladbach suffering that gut-wrenching defeat at the hands of Union last weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, in terms of corner bets, I was sort of having a look and there were a few that stuck out for me, but this one in particular did stick out. And obviously, you know, Gladbach won the corner bet for me at the weekend just gone, where Union, and I think they could do the same again for me. But looking at the game as a whole, which is a large part of the reason I think there could be corners here, you know, Stuttgart, they come into this one off the back of a 2-1 home win to Augsburg. But this is going to be a much tougher test to waste this Gladbach side. And the reason being is that Gladbach, they're desperate not only for better results, but better and longer sustained performances. You know, after that last game, both Kramer and boss Daniel Farke were disappointed with their second half performance in the last match after, to be honest, truth be told, they dominated Union Berlin for the opening 45 minutes. And I think we could potentially see a reaction here. We've got Stuttgart, who are yet to win a single away game so far this term and have conceded an average of 17.4 crosses per away league game, and such high cross counts that, you know, they're unsurprising. Given the times I've watched Florian Müller in goal for Stuttgart, he looks vulnerable and just he doesn't seem to be confident when he's coming out to claim crosses. And I think that's what Gladbach could look to exploit here and utilise their wing play. High cross counts, they equate to corners, you know, and a chance to exploit that keeper further. Gladbach won the corner pick for me last weekend, like I said. And Stuttgart, I think they're going to frustrate Gladbach. They're not in a good period, but I think that will work out quite well for a high corner count. And after that 2-1 defeat to Union, Kramer said, you know, obviously lost in translation slightly, but you know, if you're not in a good phase and something happens, it's just the way it is. I don't know which football god came up with that thing. It's always the same, and it's always the same beep. I won't repeat what he said, but nevertheless, you can kind of get an idea of the frustration there. So that just kind of leads me to believe that we're going to see a bit of an improvement from Gladbach. They racked up 5 corners in the first half. Like I said, away at Union Berlin last time out. And Stuttgart will do their homework, and a colossal 75% of Gladbach's attempts at home this season have come from central positions. So for me, I think they're going to look to show them down the flanks. And with 3 of Stuttgart's last 4 road league matches seeing their opponents hit 6 or more corners in total, I'm happy to have a play on Gladbach hitting 6 or more in total at a generous price of +120 again. You know, they hit those 5 away at Union. And like I said, I do think they'll look to utilise the wings here, getting crosses into the box. And I think we could see another high corner count here. So yeah, Gladbach 6 plus corners at +120 was the corner pick that stuck out for me this weekend.
Yeah, I can't disagree. When you look at the stats and you look at the amount of goals that are scored, particularly when Gladbach play, Gladbach over 2.5 in the last 6 games, over 2.5 in the last 3 at home. 3 of the last 4 meetings, they've seen over 2.5 goals. 2 of the last 3 at home. So usually when you see those types of goals, you get lots of corners in games. Both teams like to attack. Both teams are not great defensively. Ben Sabayini, Decore, Liner, Jan Sommer, all likely to miss the game as well, which means that obviously Gladbach are not going to be as strong defensively as they would be. And I just think, you know, it's probably a good shout. It sounds like it's going to be both teams looking to attack and see who scores the most goals for me.
Yeah, for me, it's if you've got a game where a team, you know, absolutely storming it 3-4-0, you don't see many corners. But yeah, for me, the fact that those sort of personnel are missing and Gladbach aren't in necessarily a good phase, if they concede here, they might have to go chasing. Every single aspect of this game to me just led me to believe that it could be quite end to end, and I think we could see higher corners. And I just think Gladbach will see the lion's share of those.
Stuttgart actually had 31 shots last week, which would suggest they'll go for it as they came back to win. They were the opposite to Gladbach. They came back from behind to win 2-1 in added time. Chris, a quick one on the mentality of that for both teams, because Gladbach lost in added time last week. Stuttgart won in added time last week. A week has passed. Will there be any sort of residue feeling from that? Will Stuttgart be in a great mood going into it? Would Gladbach be concerned? They've dropped down to 11th in the table now.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's as you would expect, you know. I mean, Stuttgart will be on top of the world, having won in injury time, as you say, come back from, you know, adversity, won the game, and you go into the next game with a real buzz. And training this week, they'll have been flying. They'll have been really looking forward to it. Gladbach, obviously losing that game in last week, it almost feels like it's worse. It feels really bad, and it takes a little bit of time to get it out. But then you'll be determined to go. Daniel Farke will be looking at his team going, we'll be determined to go and turn it round. So they'll be determined that won't happen again. So I think both teams will go for it. I really do.
Okay, let's go to one of the Saturday games then, and the defending champions, Bayern. They were top of the table for a brief period last weekend before Union's remarkable win. And we'll get to Union Berlin in a bit. Bayern are in form domestically, 3 wins in a row. They beat Inter in the Champions League last night at the time of recording, and Hertha are just above the relegation zone. So, Chris, you got involved in both teams to score kind of market around Bayern last week. What are you seeing here for their visit to the capital?
Yeah, I mean, I've gone here for actually both teams not to score. At +138. I just think that Hertha are the third lowest scorers at home this season. Third lowest scorers in the league. Only Bochum and Schalke below them in terms of goal scored. Only 8 goals in 6 games at home. They've only won 1 of 6 at home. Both teams to score no in their last 4 at home. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 meetings. Both teams to score no in 3 of the last 4 at home. I think Bayern will have enough, even without the likelihood of Manuel Neuer not starting in goal again, that they can keep a clean sheet here. And I think they'll win the game comfortably. But I didn't want it. Obviously, the win, there's no value in Bayern winning this game anyway. But I just think both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 Bundesliga games for Bayern. Both teams to score no in 2 of the last 3 away. I just don't see Hertha having enough to score against Bayern. They're just not good enough going forward. They're missing Stefan Jovetic, Jesse Ngankam, Anand Sona, 3 attack-minded players. And I just don't know where the goals are going to come from for them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think Hertha have been a little bit toothless. And the only option, the only chance you really give them is if, you know, because realistically, let's be honest, it doesn't take a genius to work out Bayern are going to absolutely dominate it and play the majority of the game in Hertha's half. And in that sort of situation, you need to be good on the counter, you need to be direct, you need to oppose that threat. But you know, Hertha Berlin at home have scored one goal from a counter attack, and they just don't seem to have what it takes to, you know, be able to really trouble the bigger sides. We already saw that against Dortmund. So I'd be inclined to agree with that. I think both teams to score no is a fairly good show. I think Bayern Munich should just absolutely dominate this one from start to finish.
It essentially feels like, Chris, a Bayern to win to nil bet, but with like quite a nice price, is what that feels like.
Exactly. Basically, that. Yeah. I mean, when you look, actually, they've got the best defensive record along with Union Berlin away from home as well. Only five goals conceded. So they're pretty watertight away from home.
Yeah. As Sven Ulreich, he had a bit of a mare actually, punched someone in the head to give away a penalty, and then which he then saved against Mainz. And then he gave the ball away for Mainz's second goal on the day. So we'll see if Manuel Neuer, still a doubt as to whether he'll be able to play with that shoulder injury. Might have a look at the scorer market actually before the end of the show for Eric Maxim Choupo-Moting. Scored again last night in the Champions League against Inter. He's playing as their number nine now. I wonder if everyone's clocked onto it by now, but seven goals in six games for Eric-Maxim Choupo-Moting as Bayern's Lewandowski replacement at the moment. Staggering. Okay, three more games to get to. We've got a Saturday top spiel. And Chris, this is your pick, so why don't you go with this one, the late kickoff on Saturday.
Which is Leverkusen Union.
Oh, sorry. I thought you had Werder Schalke. Did someone?
I have.
So Werder Schalke, 8th versus 18th.
My fault. I haven't looked when the games were this weekend. I haven't looked. I've just literally gone through the games. I haven't looked what time they're kicking off. Sorry.
No problem. We'd like to let people know because they want to watch along. And
absolutely. Yeah.
So what have you got here, Chris?
So Werder Bremen, Schalke. I mean, Schalke absolutely lost the last five games. Really in big, big trouble. 18th, bottom of the league, just terrible team away from home at the moment. They're 17th away, scored only three goals, only got 2 points, two draws. They're bottom of the form table, as I said, five defeats. And I don't know what they're going to get out of this game. I think Werder Bremen will win the game, but there's not a lot of value in Werder winning the game. And I just don't see Werder, both teams to score no in their last three games, under 2.5 in their last three games, under 2.5 in their last two at home for Werder Bremen, under 2.5 in two of the last three meetings, under 2.5 in the last two at home. I just don't see that this is going to be a big scoring game. I think Schalke will come, and although they've been pretty poor away from home, they're going to try and keep it tight. I don't think Werder Bremen are in the free scoring form that they were earlier on in the season. Obviously have had a couple of good results at home, but I think missing Mbom and Dinchy, two attack-minded players as well. Nicholas Füllkrug's obviously got nine goals, but and has been an absolute revelation this season. I just don't see there being lots of goals in this game. So under 2.5 for me at plus 145 seemed a good bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree too much. I mean, I'd have my slight just reservation, just purely based on how Schalke, how bad they are. You know, they failed to win their last 23 away matches in the Bundesliga. They've also conceded at least twice in their last five matches. And they do concede goals. And I think they've conceded in five of their six away games so far this term. But looking at them, you'd have to think they'd, to stand a chance of getting a win, they'd need to score at least two goals here against Werder Bremen. But unfortunately, they've only scored, well, they haven't scored twice in any away game so far this season. You know, they struggle for goals. So I agree with Chris entirely that I think it's Werder Bremen. They're going to have to win this game, surely. Surely they win this game. But I did look at it myself, just didn't think there was much value in Bremen. My only fear would be how poor Schalke are. And, you know, if Werder Bremen decide to kick on.
They've only scored one goal in the last two home games, Werder. So they're not exactly playing full of confidence. And that was my thinking is, I can see them probably winning the game 2-0, but maybe not getting over 2.5.
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree. I think obviously played, Hertha, who just a bit more, they're not resolute at the back, but I still say they're a little bit more solid than Schalke. And obviously then Mainz as well, where it finished 2-0. That would be my only concern with this one, just if Werder Bremen decide to run away with it, because I think Schalke could be got at defensively, particularly on the road. They've not been very impressive whatsoever. So that would be my only concern. But if Werder Bremen continue their struggles to kind of make, you know, take their chances at home, then yeah, I see no reason why this shouldn't land. But that would be my only reservation.
Just looking at it, no Werder player other than Niklas Füllkrug, who's actually top of the goal scoring ranks at the moment, the Werder striker, has two goals. They are very reliant on him to get the goals, and he has nine so far this season. Okay, a couple of Sunday games. Let's go to George's pick, and then you both have interest in Leverkusen Union. So Freiburg against Köln. What have you got, George?
Yeah, it seems to be a trend at the moment. I'm sticking with the teams that won me last week, which is a happy coincidence. But yeah, Freiburg, they're coming into this one in relatively good form. Gone undefeated in nine of their last 10 league games and haven't lost any of their last eight matches across all competitions at home. And they've scored at least twice in five of those eight games. And I think if they can repeat that feat here, it could be enough to secure victory, given just one opponent has visited the Europa Park Stadion and scored twice. And that's Borussia Dortmund, who, you know, don't need me to tell you, are much more potent than Köln. Freiburg won 2-0 to land our main pick last week away at Schalke, but like we mentioned, they should have scored more, and I think they can carry that form into this match here. My only slight concern would be that obviously Freiburg face an away trip to Azerbaijan to take on Karabag in the Europa League, but they've secured top spot already, so rotation could be expected, and I don't think there should be too much fatigue at all. But Freiburg don't concede very often on home soil, and securing three clean sheets from five home Bundesliga matches, only conceding more than once against Dortmund. And you look at Köln, their injury list just grows ever longer, doesn't it? And they're without up to 10 players for this trip to Freiburg. They really are down to bare bones, and they've shown a severe lack of discipline lately as well. It really does not help, receiving red cards in three of their last four Bundesliga outings. So not only have you got injured players, and, you know, not many available to you, but then the ones that are available to you are getting sent off anyway. Like, it's not conducive to long-term success, is it? Yeah, they were forced to play with a little rest after Thursday's Europa Conference League game against Slovakia. That was fogged off, and the rest of it had to be played on Friday. And after their attempts to postpone were rebuffed, they held Hoffenheim to a 1-0 draw. And so they'll be positive with that. You know, the manager, Baumgart, was more than satisfied, and remarkably, they ran over 122 kilometres in the match. I love little stats like that. How pertinent they are, I don't know, but I love them. You know, it just shows their fight for me. It shows the spirit that they've got. And they need that right now, to be honest, given obviously all the obstacles that are put in their way. But their last away match against Mainz was the first time this season they've drawn a blank on the road. And the 28th-minute red card to Luka Kilian arguably set the tone, didn't it, in that one? They've now lost both of their last two away matches by an aggregate of 10-2. Against sides that are arguably in a worse state than Freiburg in the shape of Gladbach and Mainz. So for me, I think Freiburg are very well primed to go out there and get the win in this one. I was quite happy to see them, you know, even at minus 125, I thought they'd be priced a little bit lower than that. So I'm more than happy to be back in Freiburg to go out and claim another victory here at minus 125 against Köln.
I have to say, George, I love it. Chris, you'd know, fogged off. The game was fogged off. Have you ever used that before? You say a game's... It seems completely valid.
I've coached a few teams that have fobbed the game off before, but not fogged.
It stuck. I was like, I've never heard that. Rained off, yes, and fogged off by the logic is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it. And it was
fogged off. It sounds on the line, doesn't it? Yeah.
It sounds on the line. We'll see. We'll see what listeners say and if it works. But absolutely, great point. And the other thing I'd quickly mention here about Köln compared to Freiburg, you're right to mention that Freiburg have done and dusted their group. Köln know that a win at home to Nice sees them into the knockout rounds of the Conference League. Now, if anyone knows that club, they're desperate. The fan base are desperate to stay in Europe. They love the Conference League. They love the Europa League when they were in that. So Thursday night is massive and will be emotionally draining. And they've got all these injuries. Florian Dietz, by the way, who got absolutely clobbered by Ozan Kabak, big centre forward, came on at the weekend. It picked up an ACL injury to his knee from that tackle that got Kabak sent off. So, so many injury problems at the moment. And Jonas Hector has also been out with a foot issue as well. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the game you both have something in. Bayer Leverkusen against Union Berlin, 16th versus first. If you told me at the start of the season those places were the other way round, I might well have believed you this far into the season, but they're not. So, Chris, good old Union to win.
I've left them alone the last couple of weeks. I mean, they had a little blip, didn't they, against Bochum. But it just seems to me as though they're just turning around. Won three of the last four Bundesliga games. Unbeaten in the last four meetings against Leverkusen. And I just think Leverkusen under Xavi Alonso, you don't know what they're going to get. You know, they've lost three of their last five games. Only won one of the last eight Bundesliga games. Only won one of the last six at home, losing three, drawing two. To me, I was looking for value in this game. And I had a look at both teams to score, possibility of a draw even. And a draw's a really good price. But I just think Union to win, that,
you know, I can't believe that's the
they've got the best. They've got the best defence away from home, along with Bayern this season. They're fifth in the away table, having won three of the six games. And I just think that at plus 235, they're fantastic value to win this game.
I'd be inclined to agree with that. George, what have you got here?
Yeah, well, a similar kind of thing. But I mean, obviously, once bitten, twice shy, as they say. And obviously that Union Berlin away is to Bochum.
The Bochum game, yeah.
And it's interesting kind of what Chris said, really, in terms of under Xabi Alonso, you don't know what you're going to get with this Leverkusen side. And that was kind of part of my thinking. I'd rather go with something I'm a little bit more confident on. But that price alone for Union Berlin, again, did stick out. So I can fully agree why you'd want to go with that. And I think there is value to be had there. But for me, I do quite like the look of goals here. Now, there have been over 2.5 goals scored in six of Leverkusen's last seven home matches in the league. And all of Bayer Leverkusen's goals on home soil have come from open play. And I think we could be in for an entertaining match. In fact, Xabi Alonso's men, they've conceded an average of 1.75 goals in their home matches across all competitions. And they've got a weakness in aerial duels. And it's another reason why I think, you know, why they're yet to score from a set piece on home soil. And it's another reason I think that Union can find some joy.
Absolutely.
Leverkusen, they've also been quite poor at finishing all of their chances at home. And although they're averaging 6.3 shots on target per match and have successfully hit the back of the net in all but one of their six such games. But realistically, with the chance they create, and they need to be scoring more goals. Rumours are that they'll be welcoming back Patrick Schick for this one, which will be a boost, even though he's not been exactly hitting top form so far this term. But nevertheless, welcome him back will be a huge boost, and it obviously provides other options as well. We were mentioning Union Berlin when they faced Gladbach last weekend, and Gladbach dominated that first half away at Union, and they arguably could have put the game to bed there and then. But Union in that second half just rallied and came out firing, and it was phenomenal just the way they grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck. But for me, I just don't think Union can afford to do the same here. I think they need to set the tone early. I don't think they need to allow Xabi Alonso's side to get a foothold in the game. But let's not forget also, Union also faced a tough away tie to their namesake, actually, Union Saint-Gilloise in the Europa League. And if they lose and Braga beat Malmo, I think they could be out of the Europa League. And for me, just the league leaders, looking at underlying data, they have been somewhat overperforming. And this one, despite Bayer Leverkusen's inconsistent form, it won't be an easy game, this one, I don't feel. But nevertheless, Leverkusen have got a dreadful defence, and it hasn't improved under Alonso either. They rank last in the Bundesliga. Obviously, again, I don't try and focus too much on expected goals. I don't think you can always apply it. But yeah, they rank last in the Bundesliga in terms of expected goals allowed per shot, just 0.13. And Porto, Frankfurt and Wolfsburg needed just 33 shot attempts to score 10 actual goals in recent matches. So I think there could be goals in this one. I think both sides will want to go for it. Both sides want to get the win. And I just quite like over 2.5 goals. It's a nice simple one at minus 128. I know Union have got obviously very solid defence, but something's got to give. And I think Bayer Leverkusen are good for a goal here. They've prominently scored on home soil. They do tend to score when they're playing at home. And I think this could be a good one. I think that Bayer Leverkusen will score. And hopefully both of mine and Chris's selections on this one can come in. If Bayer Leverkusen can score, but Union can go and get a couple of goals themselves, nice 2-1 away win, that would do us both nicely.
I mean, this Xabi Alonso appointment's looking riskier and riskier by the week, isn't it? No win in six, and no win since that opening game where they thumped Schalke, and everyone does that. So, and Union seem to like games where they can at least tell themselves the myth or play like underdogs. And
yeah, I sense exactly. That
Leverkusen will still try and be expansive, even though they're in this, which is why I think goals sounds good. I definitely think Union will win. Union. I think that's a given the size of that price, Chris. Because it's hard, isn't it, with winning picks? But that feels kind.
I couldn't resist that price with Union. Yeah. How good they've been away. How good they've been away from home. How difficult they are to play against. And as you mentioned there, how much they like to sit back, defend, soak up mm-hmm. against teams. Leverkusen will look to come forward and hit teams on the counter attack.
Yeah. Okay. I like those. Okay. Let's recap then on all the picks this week from the boys. And let's have your favourites then, maybe. Chris, do you want to go first here?
Yeah, I'm going to. My favourite this week is Hertha v Bayern. Both teams to score no at plus 138.
And for me, given all of the injuries and the suspensions to Köln, and obviously with all the games going on during the week, Freiburg to win at home to Köln at minus 125 has to be my tip of the week as well.
I think that's a good one. Okay, boys, good luck. If you want more from Chris, George and all the experts on the Bet Rivers Network, it is at Because We Win on Twitter. That's it for now. A reminder, all prices are available at the Bet Rivers website. And unless we're fogged off, we'll be back next Wednesday, me, Chris, and George, to give you the latest from the Bundesliga.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bundesliga on the Bet Rivers Network.